we? So it's ready to go.
Oh my god, don't. What are you doing, stupid thing?
It's alright, we can start.
My thingy just started recording randomly, so hi, welcome to the Cute Life. I'm Finley.
I'm Ollie. Finn's really thrown off. What number is this?
Oh fuck, 27 I think.
27 I club.
Yeah, we might die by the end of this episode.
Well, we are sitting very close to a fire, so...
I'm practically sitting in the fire because I'm so effing cold. I'm not used to this kind of weather. It's too much.
Winter's hit us hard.
I can't deal with it. I've got two jumpers on.
That's excessive.
I'm going to get my crack out my vests, I reckon. I've been in my slippers all day, though. That's made me happy.
Yeah.
Excited.
It's nice to be able to get cosy.
Yeah, that's the only benefit for winter. I'm a cosy lass and I enjoy being cosy, and winter is a good... Autumn is a good time to be cosy. Winter is just fucking freezing.
Yeah. But, you know, we've only got like 6 months of this ahead of us, so...
Oh, why do I live in England?
I don't know, and I always wonder, like, you go to, like... When you go on holiday to Greece, you're like, this is amazing, like... Wish we could be here all the time. And you're like, well, these people just live here, like...
Yeah.
You could just be there all the time. I mean, I can, because I can't learn other languages, because my brain doesn't work properly.
Mm.
But some people could. Mm. Basically, if you've got the ability to learn another language apart from English, why are you still here?
Get gone.
You're one of the lucky ones. You can escape. Leave England to suckers like me.
That's what's funny, because my cousin Lilia, who is Finnish, they live in Helsinki, she's desperate to come to England. She loves England. She can't wait to turn 18 so she can come live here. And I'm like, babes, stay put. You don't want to come here. It's rubbish.
But what does she like about England? Does she like the sort of idealised London?
Yeah, she likes...
Red buses.
Well, for example, they've just been on a school trip and they went to like... Bath, the London baths, and no, what am I talking
Roman
about?
Baths
the in... Roman baths in Bath. I don't know why I said the London baths. It's been a long day.
Yeah. The London baths just sounds like something grim.
They went quite far. They went to like Cardiff, I think, and oh my god, like her pictures brought back memories. It was just like loads of pictures of them all like crowded on coaches with that lovely red. Kind of
the cushions on the seats.
And then her and her friends just doing like mini photo shoots in Tesco car parks.
I mean, the good thing was when we went on school trips is you only had disposable cameras.
Mm.
So you were limited to about 31 photos of your whole trip.
Thank God.
And also you couldn't do anything with them when you got back.
Yeah, I remember just going on a school trip to like York or something and we bought a disposable camera to... I've got dinner down my chin. Sorry, that's really disgusting.
I mean, no one knew because this is an audio
medium. I knew. And I just remember, like, we took a disposable film camera, like, on a trip with us. Or maybe it was, like, when I was, like, 10 or something and we went to France and I just had loads of pictures of my beanie babies. Like, in the bed.
Mm.
Like, honestly, I wonder where those photos are now.
Probably straight in the bin.
I know. I mentioned Beanie Babies in my life.
I listened to it. It was very Beanie Baby heavy.
Yeah, Beanie Babies were a big part of my upbringing. Me and my sisters used to have...
almost like your friends.
Yeah, we used to have the Beanie Baby Club, where we used to, like, when we got a new Beanie Baby, we'd, like, have a circle of them all, and then we'd introduce the new Beanie Baby to all the other ones. Like, this is Snap.
So your Beanie Babies were, like, Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hi, my name's Fluffy Panda, and I've been...
And then we used to have, like... Years. Have we already talked about this on the podcast, that we used to have, like, hide-and-seek games with them, and then we'd just, like, lose one for, like, 6 months or something, and then find it in, like, a cupboard, like, months and months later. There's where you've been all this time, Biscuit.
Sea Biscuit,
what are you doing in there?
Anyway...
Where was I going with this?
You're rambling on about bean babies again.
Yeah, anyway.
Bean babies? Beanie babies.
Beanie babies, yeah.
Bean babies are something else.
Yeah.
Do
you remember where, like, there were ones that you were like, this is going to be worth £1,000?
No, but there's that famous story about that American couple who had a college fund for their children.
And they spent it on
beanie
babies.
They had like 150 grand and they were like, well, if we buy 150 grand worth of Beanie Babies...
Oh, my God. Why?
They'll double in value.
Oh, dear.
And then we can sell them, and then we'll be able to, I don't know, send both our children to college or something. And obviously, backfired horribly.
Oh, no.
I'll find the article about it. We can put it in the show notes. It's insane. And then they're like... But they're still holding on to them because they think it's going to come back. And it's like, Beanie Babies are never coming back now.
They're never coming back, babes.
And also, it's like...
I mean, maybe, like, they'll end up being, like... There's too many of them, though, and they're not well made.
But this is the thing, and it's like...
Because, like, I was going to say, like, a Stife toy, but Stife toys are really well made, and they're beautiful. A Beanie Baby is not a thing of beauty.
No, it's very flammable, polyester, shitty fabric, isn't it?
I mean, granted, some are really cute. Like, I had a Otter, which I loved, and that was an early one. It was from, like, 1994.
But when they originally came out, they were worth a lot of money.
Were they, though?
There was a point where there were, like, rare ones. And people.
Do you remember, we had that one called... It was, like, black, and it was called The End.
Fuck, really? That's been grim.
Yeah.
Was it sponsored by Marilyn Manson?
No, I can't remember what it was for.
The End.
I always thought it was for the like, year, the Millennium Bear, but maybe...
Yeah, that's a bit bleak to be like, this
I'm
is
sure,
the end.
It was black and it was called The End, I swear to God. I think maybe it was, like, supposed to be the last ever Beanie Baby or whatever.
Oh, that the people who sat so the college dramatic. Fund must have been like, this is
this
it.
This is it.
The End is here.
And I really remember, like, they had the American Bears. And there were, like, three different colours that you could get. Like, one white,
were they
one
red, white and blue
pink,
by any chance?
And one was slightly blue.
Right.
And, like, the blue one was, like, way rarer. So if you got a blue one, that was supposed to be worth way more money. Like, look at all my... Why do I have this knowledge in my head? Like, why is it there?
It's so stupid, isn't it?
It's as useless and as worthless
when
as
I think
actual
of...
Beanie Babies now.
When I think of all the pointless information that I've retained over the years, like, I think I probably still, like, could do all the special moves on Tony Hawk's on PlayStation, but I can't remember how to, like, I don't know.
Your times table, you were saying the other day.
No, I don't think I ever really learned that. But that's a waste of time, you don't need maths.
But I still remember, like, my code for, like, the till at my first job.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
No, it was more complicated than that. I don't know why I'm keeping it secret, like someone's going to log into the till.
Yeah, I think they might have updated the till system at Paper Chase and shit just by now.
It's just weird though. Why is that still in my head?
Well, that's like muscle memory, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. And you always, I remember my phone number, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
But I think actually with the Beanie Baby thing,
like my home phone number, I mean, not my actual telephone number.
Yeah,
I mean that's quite useful. Like,
it's such a little show off.
What?
I remember my mobile phone number.
Don't you know yours?
Yeah, of course everyone does. It's fine. Anyway,
I know your phone number, and I know you don't know mine.
I know your number now.
Do you?
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna say it now, am I?
Oh, yeah, that's good point.
Ring you up.
I was going to ask you. Don't say. I love you guys, but I don't want you fucking texting me, okay?
But yeah, I think the thing with Beanie Babies, it's like, it's a bit like when you see limited edition print artworks that have no final end edition.
Yeah.
It's like, that will never be worth money.
No.
Because they can just print infinite.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was always quite funny because the gallery that I worked at before, which only did limited edition prints, really.
Yeah.
Every now and then you'd get, like, an artist would do one print, say it was an edition of, like, 30. It would sell out really quickly because everyone really liked it. And then the artist would obviously resent the fact that they'd made it such a small edition.
Yeah.
And then they'd always, like, ring us up and be like... I was just wondering, like, maybe if I did it, like, a special edition.
Or what's the second edition, then?
Well, you can do a second edition, but then everyone who bought the first one's really pissed off.
No, but surely the first one's, like, worth the most money, and then the second
well,
one...
Well, no, because
like,
by doing
it, like,
a second
books,
edition...
books, like, where you, like, can get a first edition Harry Potter or whatever?
No, because I think with books, it's the expectation is that it will always be printed.
Mm.
Or, at least... You know, Harry Potter. The person who bought, like, a first Harry Potter didn't think, I'm going to buy this book and no one else is going to buy it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because otherwise it'd be worthless.
That's true.
But yeah, and then it was always, like, sort of having to say to the artist, well, no, we're not going to make another one. Or different sizes. Just like, just be happy that you did something and it all sold out.
Or just make something that's ever so slightly different.
Yeah, or just draw basically the same thing, but change some of the colours.
Done.
Easy. God, art's so easy.
I've just realised I don't have a cute thing this week because I'm completely winging it. Like, me and Ollie just sat down and we were like, should we just start recording the podcast? So...
Well, I think it's because we felt like we've both got really busy weeks coming up.
Oh my God, so busy. And I'm an idiot, everyone. Can I just tell you what an idiot I am? So, I'm doing Inktober this year and I already was like, I don't know why I... So, like, I always really enjoy it and at the end I'm glad I did it. But, like, it is quite a lot of work to do a whole extra drawing when I have... This is, like, a super busy time of year for me, like, because Christmas is coming up. And I want to do blog posts and record the podcast and do DIY in the house. And then I was like, oh, why have I done Inktober? And I was like, it's fine, I'll just, like, get a couple of days, like, start on it so I'm kind of prepared. And then it doesn't matter if I'm, like, too busy one day because I'll have something for it. Then I just... didn't realise there were... I thought there were 31 days in September, didn't I?
Don't you know the song?
No, I clearly don't. So I, like, looked at the... I was like, it's fine. Like, got 2 days now, and then I realised that it's October tomorrow. So I'm now...
So you got to post your first drawing tomorrow.
Yeah, so I'm now in a massive panic, so...
Well, I'm never going to be able to do October. When are we going to do a drawing tomorrow?
Yeah, but I feel like your drawings are, like, less...
Good.
No, time consuming, I was going to say. And you can do it on the train.
And the other commuters all look at you.
Okay. Like, well, maybe freak. You should tell them to fuck off and say, well, I'm doing Inktober and stuff it, weird commuter friends. Friends.
Yeah. So the reason that Finn doesn't have a cute life is because I think tonight, because it was really we've got a really busy week ahead, we were like,
shit.
We felt like we should do something productive, but we're both feeling really tired and lazy and didn't want to move, and I lit a fire, so we're sitting next to it.
Yeah.
This is a productive thing to do.
It was either this or, like, masking tape, like, doing the masking tape on every single stair in our hallway, which is obviously not the most thrilling job.
No.
Or carry on with my Inktober, but I feel like it's... I
think it's good that you're already sick and bored of your Inktober before October has started.
No, I'm not. It's just like, I'm like, fuck. I'm just in a bit of a panic. It's like this every year, everyone. It'll be fine. But I put lots of pressure on myself and it's always fine.
Anyway, last week you said that I was going to tell you a good relationship story.
I mean, does everyone else out there love a bit of gossip as much as I do? Like, I feel like it's the best. So I love hearing relationship goss.
So I found a...
Is it going to be about us or is it about other people?
No, but it could be us.
Okay.
No, I couldn't.
Oh, God.
No, I couldn't. So it's this Twitter account called relationships.txt, TXT. Ooh. And basically it's mainly screenshots of... questions that people have asked on Reddit about their relationship, like how to solve an issue, but there's some from, like, Mumsnet and Facebook.
Do you feel like you need to... Should we explain what Reddit is? Do you think everyone will know?
I think Reddit's, like, one of the top 5 websites on the internet.
Yeah, but I feel like, I don't know, some people might not know what it is.
Reddit is a big website where you can ask questions and post things.
It's like Ask Jeeves.
So you to explain one of the most popular websites in the world right now, you compared it to a website that stopped existing 15 years ago. Yeah. It's like when you would post something on your village notice board, and other fucking nutters from the village would come and write shit on it as well.
Hey, I am from a village, so yeah, that's my excuse.
I can tell. Right. So
actually, I'm not even from... I don't even know whether I'm from a village. Does it count as a village? It does have a church, so...
Yeah, that's what makes it a village.
Is it?
Yeah, otherwise it's a hamlet.
Does it have to have a church? I always thought it was a church and a shop to be a village.
No, it's just a church.
And then to be a town, it has to have a river, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then the city's got to have a cathedral. This is so boring.
Sorry, carry on. Sorry.
Right. Sorry, I just noticed that how boring this conversation was. Okay.
Wait, can I pour my Alska? Me and Ollie are drinking rhubarb and pink grapefruit cider that we got from Aldi.
Vegan friendly.
It's vegan friendly.
Says it on the front.
Yeah.
Listen to that sound.
Ooh. Me and Ollie drank a lot of organic wine at the weekend because we went to a special restaurant and they sold biodynamic wine. Does anyone know what that is? And volcanic wine, which I assume is like grown in volcanic earth, so it had like minerals and shit in it.
I think that's it.
And supposedly they're like sulfate free, so they like you don't get as much of a hangover. But Sunday I was pretty hungover.
Well, you did have a really strong margarita before.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
And a glass of wine after.
Yeah. Oops.
And a glass of prosecco when you got home.
No wonder I was so wasted.
Yeah, you're like, that biodynamic wine really didn't work. Glugging Lambrini in a bus stop at 4 a.m.
Sorry, carry on. I'm going off kilter.
So this is written from the perspective of a woman,
right.
32 years old.
Yeah.
And she's writing about her husband, who's 36 years old.
Okay.
So
is this important to the story?
Well, it's just good context.
Okay.
I paint a picture with words. So
and numbers.
Nothing is more romantic than numbers. Okay. My husband wants to start a restaurant for magicians and it is tearing our family apart.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. Continue.
I've been with my partner for 8 years. We have a 4-year-old son and a 2-year-old daughter. Our relationship has been a little rocky, partly due to his highly demanding job in the restaurant industry, but we love each other deeply and always will. He has been the head chef of a successful restaurant for 3 years now and is the only source of income for our family, since I left my job in the charity sector to look after our children. For the past four months or so, he has been floating the idea of starting a restaurant for magicians with increasing seriousness and dedication.
Where is he floating this idea?
Like to her, like sort of just like, well, what do you think about this idea of a restaurant
for magicians? This is making your idea sound amazing.
Guess I'm not such a dickhead after all. Alright. He envisions a restaurant which, unbeknownst to the general public, is littered with magical props. Levitating tables, bending cutlery, and torn and restored menus, to name a few. The meals served to customers can be requested to have a particular playing card hidden inside to allow for a spectacular reveal. And if you ask a waiter to think of a card, he will always say the Seven of Hearts.
It's so lame!
The idea here, it seems, is to allow for an environment where men on dates, who are in on the scheme, are able to impress their companions with seemingly spontaneous magic tricks.
I literally can't.
Requiring little skill.
Are you just... If I found out I was on a date with a magician, like, even if I really liked him, I'd be like, no, I'm out of here. This is awful. You're too late.
Well, what's that program?
I can't date you.
On Netflix, Love.
Yeah.
And she's like, all magicians are paedophiles.
I mean,
come on.
Is she wrong?
I'm going to reserve my commentary on the merit of this idea until later, brackets, I imagine you can guess. But I should explain that my husband has never shown a remote interest in magic until 4 months ago.
What happened to him?
When he met his friend, who in this post we will call Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Chris is something of a magic enthusiast.
Oh my god.
And since meeting him, my husband has become encapsulated by this idea. Over the past 2 weeks, Chris has convinced my husband that he should quit his job and use all of our savings to start this restaurant, which would be a huge burden to our family with an enormous amount of financial uncertainty. We had a huge fight about this 2 nights ago, during which I said some things that I have come to regret, insulting his restaurant, his cooking, and his new friend Chris.
I'm with this person.
I really want to hear the things that she said that she regrets.
Oh, I'm so with her.
Everyone's with her.
Oh my god.
Her husband's an absolute dingus.
Is there anything?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
During this fight, my husband argued that he ought to be allowed to follow his dreams and that his idea is good because Chris came up with it and Chris is a magician and magicians are smart.
Oh my god.
This honestly doesn't...
You are not smart, babe.
Well, that, in fairness to the husband, he's not saying he's smart. He's saying Chris is smart. He's a magician.
Okay, I would want to drown Chris.
This honestly does not seem like the man I fell in love with, who was creative, but also pragmatic and level-headed. His fixation on Chris seems to have massively clouded his judgment. I don't believe it is possible to rely on this restaurant for magicians idea to feed our family of four. How can I convince my husband that this idea is bad without hurting him or damaging our relationship? He's incredibly sensitive about it and would seemingly jump through thousands of hoops to come to the defence of Chris, a person he did not know 4 months ago.
Do you think they're having an affair? Do you think he's fallen in love with a magician? Or do you think it's like a case of, like, you know how men get weirdly obsessed with other men?
I don't know. I mean, obviously...
I mean, I'm not thinking of anyone in particular.
I mean, the top comment on Twitter with 760 likes is the big reveal is that your husband is gay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean,
I think she just...
I don't understand. So what? Here, the theme of the restaurant isn't that it's just like magic theme.
No.
It's for magicians or for secret magicians.
It's a secret magician.
To try and...
Trick women.
Trick women into dating them.
Well, no, because the woman's already on the date.
Because
with
maybe I could get on board with the kind of like novelty magician restaurant. Maybe
no, that would be fine.
Maybe some people would enjoy that. I personally wouldn't.
No, but I think if you went to a restaurant,
poke myself in the
eye. No. If you went to a restaurant, and me and my friend Chris have been talking about this, and it was. No, I'm joking. But if it was like an old school theatre and.
Yeah.
You know, like lots of red curtains and
like make it a bit
shit.
Sort of like 1920s kind of thing, maybe.
You could get away with it. So yeah, their idea is, I don't know, I wish you'd gone into like what the decor and stuff was going to be like.
Oh,
I would like more detail.
I would really love more details.
Well, hopefully he leaves her and opens the restaurant.
Oh my god, please. And then he starts a new life with his lover,
his
Chris.
New friend Chris.
He's definitely, I mean, why, like...
I don't think he is, no, I think he's just, like... See, oh, this guy's obviously, like, really charismatic. He's a magician. He can't be trusted. Like, Derren Brown.
But I feel like that's quite a common, like, maybe he's a,
what's quite common? A man falling in love with a male magician?
No, but, like... You know, like someone meets someone down the pub and they're like, oh, you know, this is a great idea. I just need a few bucks to like get off the ground. And then and then they run off into the
debt together.
Yeah. Well, no, just like then they're never heard from again. All the business goes fart, you know.
I just thought it was a good story in relation to the podcast last week where you said all my ideas were duds. at least I've never done that.
Yeah, babe. That's true. You have never come up with a magician's only restaurant.
I just think like it's...
A restaurant for incel magicians.
Yeah. It's the...
it's basically
but
what
also,
it is.
But also I think it says a lot about his perception of how easily impressed he thinks women are.
By magic.
Yeah, like I don't think... I think the only people who are impressed by magic are like... Well, basically children or men who are into magic.
So weird.
I mean, there must be some women who are into magic.
I mean, I feel like on Britain's Got Talent, there surely has been, like...
It seems like a male-dominated arena.
It does, Ollie.
You need to break down those walls, Finley.
Do I, though? I can juggle.
That's not magic, darling.
It's something circus-related.
Yeah. That's true.
Do you remember that man? He bet me £20 that I couldn't learn to juggle in like 2 weeks and I'd learn. So
I think he was hitting on you.
I got the £20, who cares?
Yeah.
I didn't have to kiss him and I got £20. And I got the skill of juggling.
Spoken like a woman who's been tricked by a man with a weird fetish. Speaking of which...
Oh...
Second story.
Oh my god.
Okay.
How many of these are there? Is there a whole page?
Thousands.
Amazing. I know what I'm doing for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I mean, we'll put it in the show notes.
Wicked.
If you have to go to work, like I do, this is a great way to not do work for hours. Just sit down. Because they're text documents as well. So even if someone comes in, it looks like you're working. Mm. Sore. All right. Okay. So this is written by a 21-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she's writing about her 26-year-old husband? Boyfriend. Sorry.
I love how you specify their ages.
I think it's important.
Okay.
You obviously don't. My boyfriend's incredibly specific fetish is weirder than it initially seemed. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years now, and everything has been going great. We never fight, never get tired of each other. He never tries to open a magician's restaurant. I know he doesn't. And we're very close to each other's families. In fact, despite the nature of this post, even the sex has been fantastic, if a little over-adventurous.
Woo! Tell me more.
Over the years, we have flirted a little with a lot of generally kinky stuff, as well as some subtle role-playing. However, this role-play element has gradually become a very significant part of our sexual relationship over the last 3 months or so. My boyfriend can no longer reach orgasm without it, and it has become increasingly dominated by a particular fantasy of his.
Oh my god.
Without going into too much detail, don't worry, she goes into perfect amount of detail.
Lovely.
The fantasy involves me pretending to be the cruel and domineering captain of a small Irish fishing vessel, and him acting as a clumsy and incompetent deckhand who's reluctantly courted and subsequently sexually humiliated by me, his boss. I should add that the whole encounter takes place at sea in the fantasy.
It's so weird.
Now, I'm sure many...
It's so specific.
It's so specific. The Irish shipping vessel.
So it has to be Irish, do you think?
Well, yeah. It's not sexy if it's, like, Welsh.
What about a Hastings one?
No, definitely not. Now, I'm sure many of you reading this are thinking, as I was, that this is ultimately a harmless fantasy, if not a little strange. This is true. I was initially happy to indulge him in this as the fantasy grew. I found it quite fun to put on the Irish accent.
Top of the morning.
And teasing him for his exaggerated, bumbling stupidity actually became kind of hot. Honestly, this wasn't even the weirdest thing we had tried in bed.
I really just want to watch it. Like, him, what's the bumbling thing about? Like, whoa, like, almost going overboard or
also,
something.
Also, like, yeah, like, do they...
The bumblingness of it is intriguing.
Do you think they, like, move their boat, their bed into the middle of the bedroom so it's more like a boat?
Yeah, do you think they stand on the bed so it's like they're at sea or something?
It's so theatrical.
I want to know more.
Anyway. I'm posting this because of a fairly drunken evening spent with his family at his home last night. I get on really well with his parents, who are lovely, and we often spend evenings with them in their living room watching TV and drinking Baileys. His parents are hippie types, and have spent a lot of their lives travelling as well as dabbling in all different kinds of work, which became the topic of our conversation for a while last night. As the conversation went on, it became apparent that one of the many jobs they had both worked on together was on a fishing boat off the coast of Ireland.
Dun, dun, dun. It's so weird.
On which his mum was the captain and his dad was a deckhand.
It's so fucking weird. Obvious. Why? How did she not? I would have just been like, what? I would have not been able to control myself.
Obviously.
Can you imagine her just like...
Mm-hmm. Imagine as all the pieces like click into your head and you're like...
The penny drops.
Oh my god. Obviously, I was taken aback by this and tried to signal some kind of surprise and confusion to my boyfriend. But he refused to meet my glances.
I wonder why. Is it because his girlfriend has just found out that he's got a sexual fantasy about his parents?
and began to look incredibly uncomfortable.
Oh, I wonder why.
The worst part, however, mm-hmm. is that towards the end of the conversation, as she was getting increasingly drunk on Baileys, his mum said something like the following to me. Boyfriend's name gets really embarrassed by this, but it was actually on that fishing boat that he was conceived. My boyfriend seemed mortified that his mum had told me this, and after turning bright red, excused himself to go to the bathroom. Afterwards, the conversation changed and the night continued as normal, besides my boyfriend's mood being entirely off, and even though we slept in his bed together last night, I haven't spoken with him about it yet, and I honestly wouldn't know how. Basically, is this as weird as it seems?
Yes.
I know people have all kinds of things that they cannot help, and that we shouldn't shame them for it, but still, I can't look past the family element of this, and I'm not sure how I'm ever going to be able to be intimate with him again. Well...
So basically, she's pretending to be his mum.
And he's pretending to be his dad. Yeah.
And then they're pretending to conceive him, is what his fantasy is.
I think that does seem to be the basis of the act. It's pretty weird though, right?
I mean, it's just blowing my tiny mind. It's so good.
I think it's just... Yeah, I think the Irish shipping vessel.
The Irish is so specific.
I'm also surprised that the girlfriend was like, yeah, I'm into this.
Oh, she must really like him.
Or she loves putting on an Irish accent.
Accent.
Turning the bed into a little boat. I just imagine them, like, putting up a little mast with the duvet covers and stuff.
Or do you think they do it maybe in the kitchen and then they like have all the water out and he's got to be scrubbing the deck? Whoa, been all bumbly.
I don't know.
I don't know what I'm doing. Oh no, I have to say it in an Irish accent. Please. I don't know what I'm doing. That's terrible.
Wow.
Water. I can say that.
Yeah. Well, it's lucky I think that you decided to be an artist, not an actor.
Yeah.
Your painting is better than your Irish accent.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How rude.
I, what's the word? Graduated? From RADA? Everybody knows that. Oh my god. Have you listened to My Dad Wrote a Porno this week?
No.
They go to RADA, but not RADA. Sorry, this is if not interesting.
But you'd already, have you recommended? You did, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
that
have.
Was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh my god, it's so funny. I was like literally crying at my desk today. I couldn't paint because my hands were shaking so much from laughing. It's too good.
My favourite thing is when you listen to a podcast that's so funny that you have to like pause it. Like, because you're in like on public transport or something and you're like, I just need to take a breather because this is too funny.
Oh, it's just
amazing. I'm starting to look mental.
It's so good. But I think that's... I don't really have anything else to recommend this week, other than that, really.
I watched Between Two Ferns, the movie.
Oh, what? Without me?
Yeah, you don't need to see it.
Okay.
That's my review. I mean, it's okay.
I just wanted to see all the famous people in it, so I just, like, really slowly, like, wound through on Netflix so I could see all the famous people. So
well, I didn't recognise half of them.
I watched the whole movie, but, like, not actually watched it. I watched it in a little thumbnail.
And then what else did we... Well, we started watching This Country again in anticipation of the
so
third
good.
Series coming out.
So excited.
Even though it's so far away because they've just finished filming it. But This Country, have we recommended this before?
Yeah, I'm sure we have.
Must have done. It's the best.
It's the absolute best. Love Carrie so much. What else have we watched? I feel like...
I don't know. We've just been doing DIY.
I'm so sorry, guys. We've just been, like, really boring. Like, all I've done is work and do DIY. Like, we haven't even really watched TV. The only thing that... I even missed Bake Off this week. That's how busy I've been.
Wowzers.
I know. And then at the weekend, all me and Ollie did was paint our hallway white. And, yeah, then we went for a date night, didn't we, babe?
And drank our weird wine.
Drank those weird wine. Went on a little... Well, it wasn't a pub crawl. We just went to two bars.
It was a surprise date, though.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Ollie.
Finn dyed her wedding dress blue.
Yeah.
So announced to me that she needed an excuse to wear it, so I had to take her on a nice date. Which was weird, because then in the Metro, like, the next day, there was a whole article in the newspaper about a woman who dyed her dress green.
What?
And everyone was like, that's amazing. And she was like, I'm not wearing this dress for one day. I want to wear it all the time. And I was like...
That was in the newspaper?
It was in the news.
What the fuck? Where's my 200 quid? I want it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I guess she's a little bit more enterprising than you, because she actually contacted the newspaper. Whereas you just did it and then sat in your house angry. So
I demanded that Ollie took me on a date, and then I didn't actually end up wearing it because the weather was so horrible.
Like, also, you thought I was going to take you somewhere crap.
Yeah, because it was a surprise, I didn't know. And I was like, are you sure it's not going to be... Like, because I was just envisioning, like, turning up at some sort of, like...
Bowling alley
or something. I'm standing there in my wedding dress, but it was actually a nice
place. It was a fancy restaurant.
Very fancy restaurant.
Thank you very much.
That I completely forgot existed in St. Leonard's. And when we used to live in St. Leonard's, always used to walk past it and say that it looked amazing, that we should go. And then I just forgot it existed up until Saturday. It was really nice. We went for a cocktail beforehand, and then we went there. It's very nice.
I mean, unfortunately, it wasn't magic themed, the restaurant.
It was not magic themed, unfortunately.
Have you ever been to a good themed restaurant?
Oh.
There's like...
Smith and Weston.
Yeah, obviously. Did you ever go to that one in London that had like, it was like rainforest themed?
No, I wasn't the rainforest allowed to cafe. Go. No, I wasn't allowed to go there.
You weren't allowed to go, why not? Parents don't like fun.
Yeah, my parents did not approve
of it. Your mum banned fun in your house growing up.
Yeah, we used to go to one in Guildford that was like, oh my god. The only thing I remember from it that was that it had like a crocodile neon sign that moved.
Oh, that rings a bell, actually.
Do you
actually.
Know what I'm talking about? And then you could draw... Like, it was like... I think it was like a... Maybe an American-style restaurant. And you could... I remember you could draw on the table cloths or something.
That was always the best thing when you were a kid.
Yeah. Do you remember? It was in Guildford.
I mean...
Ollie's mum, if you're listening, do you remember this place?
Just shouting out to her.
George!
Answer this question.
George, where was it? I'm... Like, I swear to God, like, it was in Guildford... And we used to go there at special treats, and the only thing I can really remember is drawing on the tablecloth and the fact that there was a sign that moved and it was a crocodile. Maybe it had a hat on? Or maybe I've just added that.
I think you've just added it.
My brain's just added
it. You made it better in your mind.
I made it better.
But yeah, I mean, there's got to be some like...
But otherwise, no. We went to the Hard Rock Cafe in Monaco once, which...
Wow. Is that the one where they have all the celebrity stuff?
Yeah,
that...
and they just had celebrity like pictures all over the walls, and that's why we went, because Robbie Williams had been there.
Robbie Williams?
Yeah, I really remember.
He's probably so high. Because
it was
even
like in
there.
The early 2000s when he was really popular. I really remember Robbie Williams went in there, and me and Mum were like so excited.
Yeah, like touching all the seats.
No,
like,
I really
Robbie
remember
Pop
that.
Sat here.
Well, because like we used to go to the south of France on holiday, like. every year when I was a kid, and my dad really was into cars, and so was into the Grand Prix, and obviously Monaco Grand Prix is very famous because they do it in the actual town. They don't do it in they close all the streets and do it through the town. So we went there for the day just so he could like drive down some of the roads, and yeah, we just I don't.
And you were like, Dad, pull over.
Yeah, Robbie, I think we like forced him to go to the Hard Rock Cafe just because we were like, they're famous people in there. And I remember like a burger was like £18
or
something.
And also just like think of like probably all the good like French cuisine.
I know. And we went there.
There's one in Venice.
What, a Hard Rock Cafe?
Or like Planet Hollywood or whatever the fuck
it's
called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So terrible.
And like you go past it and it's like rammed full of tourists.
That was in Monaco where my mum and dad went. I must have told you the story a million times, where my mum and dad, well, my mum needed the toilet and they wanted to have a look in one of the casinos, but like obviously not gamble. And they just like asked me and oh my God, I'm going to get them done for child cruelty now.
It's too late. The damage is done.
This was like 25 years ago, something like that.
when you were five.
No, wait. I was probably about... 10, I think.
Okay.
10 or 11. And they just were like, all wait outside on the steps here.
What, in Monaco?
In Monaco, like just outside. What,
sit on the steps like a sad little orphan.
I'm not even joking. Like they went in for a wee, and then like they said they'd be going to be like 5-10 minutes, and so a French couple came up to us and they were like, où est le parents? Oh, sorry, I've just whacked the microphone. Où est le parents? And we pointed towards the casino so we couldn't speak French. They must have just thought our parents had abandoned us to go in the casino.
Well, I mean, if they thought that, were right.
No, I'm not even joking. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
And that was, I think, maybe even the same holiday, or maybe it was the year after or before, that my parents, like, went to go and get a book signed by, like, this famous... Okay, another, like, weird car thing that my dad liked. It was, like, this, like, cafe or restaurant where all the Formula One drivers used to go, like, or after Le Mans or something. Yeah. And they used to...
Planet Hollywood.
No, it was, like, this tiny little restaurant. It was really famous, yeah. And it was run by this old woman. And so he wanted to go and meet her for some weird reason, because my father was strange. And me and my sisters obviously did not want to go.
Roy Williams had never been there.
So we... Yeah, exactly. So we just stayed in the car and waited for them. And a French couple came up to the car and were, like, knocking on the window.
Probably the same couple.
Me and my sisters were like, what? And they were like... What, like, saying stuff in French to us and gesturing. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck are these people on about? And then they were, like, breathing on the glass, going, respire. And then I was like, oh, yes, we can breathe.
Mm. They were like, short chien, pointing at you and your sisters.
No, I think that there had been a wave of child deaths or something. Yeah. Children dying in cars, so they thought we'd been locked in a car to die. No, my parents didn't lock us in. Well, maybe they did, actually.
I bet they did.
I bet they did, actually.
Didn't want you back in the fucking Planet Hollywood buying those 18
pound
burgers.
Oh my god, how
again.
Funny would it be if it was the same couple, though?
I mean, just every year you were on holiday.
Oh my god, so funny. I just love that. Love the story about us sitting outside the casino. Just like, oh yeah, mama and papa.
Poor children.
They gambled with hay.
I bet your parents did a bit of gambling while you're sitting out there.
I don't think they did.
Not even one little spin.
I don't know. You have to ask them. Well, my mum.
Well, yeah, because there used to be four daughters, and then they put one on the roulette table. And you never saw her again.
We don't speak of Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Oh, that's from my dad wrote porno.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that's a real name, is it?
No, it's not. It's too funny. Anyway,
I think that's end of this week's impromptu podcast.
Yeah.
I'm sorry we haven't followed the formula of the normal podcast.
I just told you about all my childhood traumas. yeah, next week, I'm sorry, like, yeah, didn't have a cute again.
Didn't have a cute thing? Didn't have an artist?
No. Oh, God.
You need to make, like, a list of where you tick off all of your things that you're meant to do.
No, I usually do, but because it was impromptu,
It was very impromptu. Yeah. Off the cuff.
It literally was like, shall we sit down and just record the podcast because it'll be fun.
And it means we don't have to put masking tape on the stairs.
Yeah, we'll do anything to not do the masking tape.
So we'll finish this. We'll do next week's one and then the week after that.
Let's get on top of it.
Yeah, power through. We'll have less and less to talk about each time. I'm reading more and more Reddit threads in a desperate attempt to try and find something to talk about.
Love it.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for all your nice messages this week. I love chatting with you. If you have anything you want to talk to me about, or anything, a story that you think me and Ollie might find interesting that we could share, then email thecutelifepodcast@gmail.com or DM me or Ollie on Instagram. I'm at Finney Elliott Portraits and Ollie's at Ollie Place. We can't like it, can you?
No, it's not Instagram.
Share, and if you write us a kind review, then we'll read it on the podcast. I think that's it.
And then check on Finn's Instagram.
For Inktober.
Inktober.
Oh, God.
And you can check on mine for, like, maybe the first 2 or 3 days, and then it'll just fade away.
No, I'm going to force you with a poker to do it.
I have got such a busy week this week.
I don't care, I've got a busy week, but I find the time.
I mean, I'm just going to say it, I've got a busier week than you this week.
Yeah, but you can do it on the train, babe. You only have to do a little thing. I'm not taking no for an answer. I'm at least going to make you try.
Yeah, I'll do... Yeah. I'll do something.
But oh my God, guys, can you go to Ollie's page and just hound him?
Okay, quick question. Is it better to clog up your whole Instagram with half-hearted shitty drawings that you've done on a train for 31 half-hearted shitty drawings, or better to just do 3 drawings and ignore October? We both know what the answer is.
We won't even do 3 drawings.
I can't do drawings.
Oh, God. Guys.
This is another debate for another podcast.
It's a lost hope. Yeah. I mean, I still think you should go and harass him because it'd be good.
Try your best.
Mm. Okay, love you guys and we'll be back next week.
Well, we'll follow the formula of a normal podcast.
Yeah, hopefully. I kind of want more relationship stories.
I'll do a relationship story next week.
Lovely.
Okay.
Bye. All right,
bye.
Bye.